our kind of lifestyle. She left work later than usual, even for a Friday night. She wasn't tired tonight, though. She was more angry than tired. One of her customers had handed her the straw that broke the camel's back. He was a dirty old man, easily 3 times her age. When she did not return his flirtatious advances, he'd called her frigid bitch and stiffed her on the tip. It was not the first time he had done this little routine, either. He was there, at least once a week, but usually on a slower night so that she couldn't rush away from him with excuses about needing to attend to her other tables. Once he had finished his meal tonight, she'd ask him if he'd wanted any dessert, per the usual generic waitress script of the restaurant world. He'd ask to see a menu, which she obligingly retrieved for him after clearing away his abandoned dishes. He said he didn't see what he wanted on the menu and asked her for a pen. That dirty rat had the audacity to write her name in the menu under dessert selections and then grin at her through his mostly empty mouth as he pointed proudly to his work. She reported his ass to the manager with instructions for him to never be set in her section again. And even now, 6 hours later, her blood was still boiling over the whole situation. This was a story she would have to share with Peter when she got home. Peter was the closest thing Elena had to a best friend since moving out of her parents' house and into her own place about a year ago. He was fresh out of law school and had been working at a firm downtown for about 9 months when she'd moved into the neighborhood. The house was his first big purchase. He had seen its potential underneath the years of neglect and dust and had made it his personal crusade to update the place. He had just completed remodeling it a few weeks ago with new appliances, new fixtures, new furniture, new flooring, and a fresh coat of paint. She hadn't even seen it since he had finished. She had only seen the inside in some state of disarray or another. It had been an ongoing project he had started long before she had moved into the little blue house down the street from him. She pulled into the drive of her small, 2-bedroom rental house on the outskirts of town. There were only 4 houses on this sad little street, and they were spaced so that she couldn't hit another one if she threw a rock in any direction from her back or front yard. It was perfect for her. No nosy neighbors her parents could bribe to keep an eye on her. No loud college parties keeping her up at all hours, like another one of the waitresses that she worked with. And no distractions, so she could study. She had chosen the picturesque little town of Riverbend because it was the furthest place she could afford to move from her parents. It also boasted a community college she could afford for day classes, and a dive that had barely qualified as a restaurant so she could work nights to support herself. She finally turned into her gravel parking spot in the front yard. She went around to the passenger side of the car to collect her book bag and the little black apron with the $1 and $5 bills peeking out of the front pocket. When she reached the front steps, she looked down the street towards Peter's house. She noted the dozen or so cars lining both sides of the street and assumed he must be hosting a housewarming party to show off all of his hard work. She wondered why he hadn't mentioned the party to her. Elena decided she would crash, if only for a few minutes, and hoped Peter wouldn't mind the intrusion. She was just so curious to see what the place looked like fully completed. She hurried inside, throwing her bag onto the creaky futon in the living room. She pulled her jet-black hair up into a ponytail and hopped into a shower for a quick rinse. She threw on a spaghetti-strap pink dress that hit that perfect length on her thighs, not too short and slutty, but it made her legs look a mile long and paired perfectly with her favorite black heels. She touched up her makeup and used the curling iron to make a few gentle waves in the otherwise bland ponytail. She didn't bother with a purse or jewelry. She was just going to stay for a few minutes after all. She pulled the front door closed behind her, not even bothering to lock it, and set out to walk the 100 or so yards to Peter's. She could hear the loud music before she even got close to the house. The heavy, rhythmic beats caused the air around her to flow and vibrate, tickling the little hairs at the nape of her neck. She rang the front bell, another one of Peter's upgrades, and waited. No answer. She waited for a few minutes longer. Sure, the bell was almost impossible to hear over the loud music, and rang it several times again. She was just about to let herself in when the door cracked open slightly, and a single eye peered out at her from behind the brassy security chain. Seeming to recognize her, The door closed swiftly, and she could hear the metallic clinking as the chain slid off its track to allow her access. When the door was opened again, Peter stood in the doorway before her, clad only in a black bathrobe. "Oh, I'm sorry. I'm interrupting. I just thought you might be showing off the house. Obviously, you're dressed for more, private entertaining. I'll just head back." She turned away and made it to the first step when he called after her. "No, it's all right, Elena. Please, come in." She faced him, looking quizzically at his bathrobe. "Are you sure?" He followed her gaze to the black terry cloth. "Oh, sorry, I just got out of the pool. That's what took me so long to get to the door." She stepped into the short, narrow hallway while he closed the door behind her. He took her elbow when she started forward. "Some of my guests have privacy issues. I hope you understand that the utmost discretion is necessary." "Of course," she answered. She wondered why the hush-hush over a pool party. "By the way, that is a very nice dress," he started, letting his gaze drift down over the fitted fabric. They came to the living room, and Elena's body froze solid from the shock. Everywhere, on the sofa, chair, on the table, were naked bodies, writhing in orgiastic frenzy. She could barely hear their cries of pleasure over the loud, pulsing music, but she could see it in the gaping mouths, the closed eyes, and the contorted expressions of pure ecstasy. "But you aren't going to need it," Peter finished against her ear, the low words clearly heard despite the noise. Elena could only stare at the busty blonde on the sofa as she enthusiastically bounced up and down on her partner's lap. The woman's head was thrown back in abandonment, loud gasps coming from her open mouth as she squeezed her generous breasts. Her partner's hands gripped her at the hips, guiding her gyrating body on his buried cock, the thick, black markings of a tribal tattoo spilling down his muscled arms contrasted strikingly against her pale flesh. Elena could feel herself being propelled forward by Peter's hands toward the open glass doors and out onto the patio. She was surprised by another half-dozen couples taking advantage of the warm pool water and numerous deck chairs. She could feel her knees trembling as she spied a dark-haired woman on all fours, sucking the cock of one man seated on a lounge chair in front of her, as another man pounded her hard from behind. Peter led her to the far edge of the brick patio, away from the crowd, and set her down on one of the long lounge chairs. "I can see you're shocked, and understandably so. I know that we've been very good friends for some time now, but I did not invite you to..." He looked around at the various tableaus of fantasy taking place around them. "This event, because this is not a side of my life I broadcast to the world. I had thought about it for several days, but I wasn't sure how you would react once you found out. However, when I saw you at the door, I figured that I would give you the chance to decide for yourself." "Decide what?" Elena asked, barely above a whisper. "I want you to decide whether or not you're able to accept this facet of my life, of myself. Elena, if we are to be friends, truly friends, then you need to know everything about me, and you need to decide how you feel about certain aspects of my life. I hope that you can be okay with this." "Peter, I..." She took a deep breath and a quick look around. "I really don't know what to say. Of course I still want to be your friend, but this is a lot to take in." She took another deep breath, attempting to quiet the butterflies in her stomach. "Take your time. You don't have to come to any conclusions right away. Please, feel free to just stay and check things out. No always means no here, and no one will make you do anything you don't want to do." Elena dropped her eyes to the brick at her feet while the couple making out two chairs down moved on to more advanced activities. Noticing her discomfort, he continued. "It's all right to watch. If these people didn't want to be seen, they would have stayed at home to fuck in their own beds. The only thing I ask is that you lose the dress." Instinctively, Elena's hands came up to shield her chest. It's okay if you want to leave your underwear on if it makes you more comfortable, but you will stick out more with clothes on. Trust me. Are you sure I should be here? I mean, you said your guests have some privacy issues. Maybe they don't want people they don't know hanging around. Peter stood, drawing Elena up with him. He found the zipper against her back and tugged it down, releasing the fabric from her body. I promise you it's okay. Only a few of the regulars know each other anyway. Most people use aliases or create fantasy characters for themselves. You see that guy over there? He motioned to a well-muscled man in his early 40s with a blue, Japanese-style swallow tattooed over his heart. The man was standing, leaning against the high wooden fence, his hands laced through the dark tresses of the caramel-skinned woman kneeling in front of him as she slowly guided his erection back and forth between her bright, red lips. The muscles in his abs and arms were taut with the effort of his restraint. They only tightened more as she scraped her lacquered nails across the sensitive skin of his stomach. That guy, Peter continued, is the CFO of one of the most conservative investment firms. But tonight, he will tell you he's a SWAT team commander. Or is it Special Forces? I can't ever remember, but it's something with big scary guns. Well, guys with big scary guns and uniforms can be very sexy, Elena giggled nervously. Well then, I guess I should make a quick run to the prop closet and pull out my bad cop costume. It even has this nice pair of handcuffs. They would look so sexy clasped around your little wrists, Peter whispered in her ear as he pushed the straps from her shoulders and the dress collected in a pool of pink fabric at her feet. She blushed, the intense wave of heat shooting up from the tips of her toes to the top of her head. She shivered, but whether from the cool breeze tickling her skin or from Peter's breath against her ear, she didn't know. Seeing the flesh on her skin, he hesitated. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. We are just friends, and it wouldn't be right of me to expect anything more just because of all of this. They stood for a few awkward seconds, the music filling the space between them, the dirty lyrics putting naughty ideas into her head. Please don't let me make you uncomfortable. I'll take this to my room so it doesn't get lost. He gathered up her dress, folding it gingerly, and draped it across his arm as he left her standing by the pool. She stood alone in the corner of the fenced-in patio. Despite all the nakedness around her, she felt so bare. Wearing a black strapless bra and matching black lace panties and her high heels, she had more clothing on than anyone else in the house, but she still felt dangerously exposed. She sat back down on the lounge chair, drawing her knees up to her chest. She let her eyes roam freely, from the two women kissing passionately on the pool steps, across the water to the couple that had caught her attention before. Now the woman was stretched out across one of the chairs, her companion looming over her, kissing her neck. Before long, Elena had edged down to the end of the deck chair, elbows on knees, watching the scene intently. She was lost in their passion, seeing them with renewed awe each time they changed positions. He looked across the pool and caught Elena's eye. When she realized he'd caught her watching them, she dropped her gaze, blushing. She glanced up again quickly and saw him staring at her over the kneeling form of his partner as he pumped into her from behind. He didn't take his eyes off of Elena when his partner cried out with her completion, or even when his body shook with the groans of his own. He kissed the woman deeply and escorted her inside the house just as Peter returned, sans bathrobe, and carrying two red cups. Elena's breath caught in her throat. She'd be lying if she said she hadn't thought about Peter in that way. The first time she had met him, when she was planting little blue hydrangea bushes in front of her little blue house, she'd wanted to kiss him. He'd walked down the street to introduce himself, and the butterflies had started up before he'd even reached her driveway. She thought he was cute. She'd been terrified of what he thought of her in the state she was in. Old cut-off shorts, Dirk Street tank top, dirt-stained fingers. And, he had told her once they started talking, a streak of dirt across her forehead. They'd only chatted for a few minutes, but she had dreamed about him that night. she had often let her thoughts wander, when her tired brain needed a break from chemistry formulas or mathematic equations, to what he would look like shirtless. In his underwear. Okay, she had tried to picture him naked, but her imagination could never quite seem to get it right. Now she knew why. Her mind could never have perfected the sight that now stood in the doorway. The fence guy stopped and talked with Peter for a few moments. They kept glancing her way every few seconds or so. Again, she felt exposed and drew her knees up protectively against her chest. To whatever fence guy had said, Peter shook his head no, and they both continued on to their intended destinations. When the now gloriously nude Peter plopped down on the chair next to her, she asked him about his conversation with Vince Guy. He was curious as to whether or not I was up for a swap. He handed her one of the red cups before leaning back in the chair. She kept sneaking sideways glances at his obvious erection. He followed where her gaze was focused and gave her a knowing smirk. Elena cleared her throat and took a sip from her cup, her eyes turning innocently upward. A swap of what? Elena was not sure she wanted to know the answer. The woman he is with is his wife. He assumed we were together and asked if I wanted to swap you. It seems you made an impression on him. He liked the way you were looking at them. He wanted to know about your affinity for cocksucking. He finished quickly, taking a big swig from his cup. Elena spit her mouthful of rum and soda into the air like one of those classic comedy bits. Excuse me? She managed between coughs. Apparently you were licking your lips while his wife was going down on him, and he thought you might want to join in. If you do, it's okay. You aren't going to hurt my feelings, Elena. That's what these parties are about. Going beyond your ordinary everyday life and experiencing pleasure. Peter, I've only ever slept with one guy. I mean, I haven't even so much as kissed a guy since I moved here. It really wouldn't take too much to venture outside of my kind of ordinary. He took another sip of his drink, letting her confession sink in. So have you made your decision yet? I think I'm still taking it all in. Peter leaned in close to Elena's face. Why don't we make a bet? Elena swallowed her mouthful of rum and soda in one gulp. If I win, he started, planting his hands on either side of her, effectively trapping her on the chair. I get to lick your sweet pussy right here in front of everyone until you come. Elena nearly fainted. And if I win? Her words squeaked out. Whatever you want. Okay, I get my dress and I go home and I sleep on this, and I talk to you about it sometime, preferably in the future when we're both wearing clothes. He made a show of thinking over her terms. Deal. Wait, what's the bet? He left his chair and sat down behind her, tucking her between his thighs and wrapping his arms around her. She could feel his rigid erection against her bare back. I bet, he whispered in her ear, that you are turned on by all of this. I bet. If I were to put my hand inside your panties, I would find some pretty damning evidence to that fact. What? I admit it was interesting to watch that other couple, but I have no desire to join in, Peter. That's not what I said. You may be denying yourself the freedom to let go and indulge your baser desires, but I bet you that you would be turned on. Peter, this is ridiculous. Elena tried to stand, but Peter's embrace held her firmly in front of him. He skimmed his hand up her inner thigh and slid his fingers underneath the black lace of her panties. He growled slightly, his eyes closing, as his fingertips found her slick heat. Dipping his fingers into her hot depths, he continued his exploration of her feminine folds. He nearly came apart as she moaned softly, despite her quiet protests. It took every ounce of his strength to maintain control when her hips gently bucked against the palm of his hand. He could feel her body losing the tension, becoming more languid and soft as he stoked the fires within her. He dropped his embrace, stepping out from behind her, and knelt down in front of her. "Elena, I'm not going to make you do this. If you don't want me to, just say so." Elena considered his words for a moment, waging an internal battle against propriety and desire. Desire won out. She reached up and snapped open the closures of her bra, and she let it drop to the brick below. He stared at her perfect round breasts, nipples peaked in the cool night air, and swallowed hard. He leaned forward, taking one pink bud in his mouth, and laved it thoroughly with his tongue, scraping over it gently with his teeth. She arched her back, grasped the back of his head, holding him against her. He didn't need any more encouragement. He gently guided her back until she was lying across the length of the deck chair. He reached up and slid her panties down her legs, discarding them next to the bra. He put her thighs on his shoulders and reached up to cup one of her breasts, letting his fingers tease her sensitive nipples and watching her arch into his palms as he worked her. When she was moaning with pleasure, he dipped his head between her legs. He used every technique he could think of, swirling and flicking his tongue against her delicate clit, against her sensitive skin, against her slick heat. He could feel her pulse pounding just beneath the surface of her skin as her heart raced faster and faster with her mounting excitement. It wasn't long before she was writhing against him, gasping on the precipice of release. A few more quick flicks of his tongue, and she was shaking with her orgasm, her thighs shivering against his shoulders. After a few moments, her breathing evened out, and he helped her to sit up. Her skin shimmered soft pink in the moonlight. A slight sheen of sweat glazed over her body. The dreamy mist in her eyes began to clear, replaced with a growing panic. She dropped her head into her hands. Peter took her chin in his hands and brought her face close to his. He kissed her deeply. "Elena, you are beautiful. You didn't do anything wrong, and to tell you the truth, I've wanted to do that for a very long time." "Really?" "Yeah, ever since the day we met. You were planting flowers in the front yard. I saw you kneeling over the flower bed, and I have to admit, I wanted to see you bent over my bed, that gorgeous ass in the air, just begging for me to take you." The tension thickened around them. Elena couldn't seem to catch her breath as her mind ran the images his words had conjured in her head. Her mouth watered with delight. "Would you like to do some more observing?" His words cut through the fog of her naughty thoughts. Elena blushed. "Sure." He stood up, holding out his hand to her, and escorted her into the house, the bra and panties long forgotten. In the living room, he grabbed the hand of a leggy brunette and led both of the women back to his bedroom, closing the door behind them. He guided Elena over to his bed and motioned for her to sit. He sat down in an office chair and waved the chestnut-haired woman over. "Elena, this is Odessa. If you have any questions about our kind of lifestyle, she is a wealth of knowledge." Odessa knelt at his feet, smiling at Elena. "Odessa, Elena is new to this and is feeling a little shy. I thought we could introduce her to things in a more private setting. Introduce her slowly." Odessa gave Elena a sexy leer from beneath her perfectly shadowed eyelids. "Of course, Peter. I'll show her just how you like it." She winked at Elena as she parted his thighs and settled herself comfortably in between them. She ran her fingers over the length of his erection, licking her lips in expectation. She pumped his cock with her hand a few times, before slowly sinking the length of him into her hot mouth. Elena watched as her head bobbed up and down, listened as Odessa made soft, slurping sounds, peppered with his moans of pleasure. Peter's hands came up, his fingers threading through her burnished locks, pulling the hair away from her face so that both he and Elena could better see Odessa's mouth working around his cock, her cheeks bulging as he filled her. Elena could feel the heat creeping up her thighs and across her belly. She crawled up to the headboard, putting a pillow behind her for support, and spread her legs wide towards Peter. She saw his eyebrow rise in interest as she began to run her hands across her body. Urged on by Peter's ragged breathing and intense gaze, she let her fingertips feather lightly across her stomach and thighs. She put her hands to her breasts, and feeling their weight and softness against her palms, arched her back forward as her fingertips tweaked her sensitive buds. She sighed and traced one hand down along her abdomen, dipping it between her legs. Her moans were added to the sonata of Odessa's slurping and Peter's groans. She watched Peter's face twist in ecstasy as Odessa took him deep into her mouth, again and again. Elena crooked one finger, shyly beckoning Peter over to the bed. She could see the strain on his face as he tried to keep his control. "Odessa, honey, while I'm enjoying this very much, I think Elena is feeling a little left out." He and Odessa stood up and came over to the bed. "Are you sure you want to do this?" he asked. "Yes, I am. I want to try something different. I want to not think so much about everything and just do what I want to do for once in my life." He sat down on the edge of the bed and she moved to sit beside him. "Most of all, I don't want to wake up in the morning wondering if I missed out on something that was once in a lifetime." "I think you give me a little too much credit." She chuckled. "You know what I mean, it's just..." Her words were cut off by the contact of his lips against hers. He deepened the kiss, invading her mouth with his tongue. She wiggled out of his embrace. "I think I know what you want," she said in a quiet, sexy purr. She let her feet drop to the thick carpet on the bedroom floor. She turned, leaning forward and placing her palms flat on the coverlet. "Come and get it." Peter was only too happy to oblige. She motioned for Odessa to lie in front of her. She lowered her lips to Odessa's dripping pussy and feasted, as Peter seized her hips and entered her from behind. For the first time, Elena discovered the thrill of power that came with controlling someone else's pleasure and giving them that ultimate high. After their fevered lovemaking, they lay side by side, bathed in the low light of the bedside lamp. Her fingers traced imaginary lines on the inside of Peter's arms. She smiled to herself, staring at the voyeuristic moon watching them through the bedroom window and listening to the even breathing of the two bodies asleep beside her. Elena smoothed a finger down Peter's cheek, chuckling quietly to herself. "I think I could get used to this kind of lifestyle." The silent moon winked from behind mottled clouds in reply.